Well, the Imam of Masjid al-Islam in Washington, in the United States, is a strong critic of Washington policies, and its support for Israel continues to receive death threats. On Friday, a group of gunmen attacked Imam Abdul Ali Musa in Oakland, California, and violently assaulted him. Well, we're going to cross over to the Imam of Masjid al-Islam, Imam Abdul Ali Musa. Thank you so much for being with us. And as a matter of fact, it was just recently, probably a week ago, that we talked together and we were talking about threats that you had had to your life. Imam Musa, can you explain to me what exactly has taken place?
Okay, bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Well, what happened exactly this Friday is that we've had so many incidents here at Masjid al-Islam in Oakland, disturbance of all of our programs, assaults taking place during Salatul Jummah, constant problems that related to government agents and it related to Oakland Police Department cooperating with the saboteurs here to cause trouble for our orderly operation. So we were in front of our masjid this last Friday to tell the people that we're not going to have Salatul Jummah because it is a source of fitna until we clean up the activities around the masjid. So that was about several people came, led by one person who used to be with us, and they had guns. They pulled out guns, and they tried to break into the masjid, and I told them, of course, you cannot come. They had people kicking in at the doors on one side, trying to come in the front door on the other, and we protected the masjid. But what happened in the meantime is people, at least five people, pulled out guns in the middle of the street in front of our masjid on a Friday afternoon. And there was some tussling and what have you, and a few of our friends disarmed a couple of the police officers. And when that happened, the Oakland Police Department came in with at least 8 to 12 cars. But they didn't come and ask us what happened and to protect the masjid. They protected the assailants and made sure it was easy for them to run away and hide their weapons. So we see this is a coordinated effort between the FBI, CIA, Oakland Police Department, and, of course, the NSA. And this has been going on now for several years.
Now, you have been, they've been trying to intimidate you. I understand that you've received another message basically threatening your life?
Well, I got another message just yesterday that they we're going to do something to you. And so I just told the people where I run in the hills, where I exercise, where they can find me at. If you want to, because the threats are to intimidate you and the threats are to divert your attention. And we've been so successful against the Zionist institutions here in America that they tried to use what we call Zionist Negroes, supported by Zionist Arabs, to take over the last independent masjid in California, along with some of our other centers. But we remain independent, we remain focused, and we have monitored and we have studied these people for over 25 years now, so well that we are able to forecast and to predict their behavior. And in some cases, we can even manipulate their behavior because we have recorded, because we have monitored, that we've come to the point to where we can sometimes manipulate the environment in which we live.
Well, Imam Musa, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Imam Musa, when we look at this situation in general, because there's a couple of situations taking place here. On one hand, of course, we have the Muslim aspect. Other side of that is also the African-American aspect, which we have been seeing more and more African-Americans being killed and basically not anything happening, not being prosecuted, the police, when they're doing this. Are you not concerned that you could basically be set up and that something like that could happen to you?
Oh, well, this is why we, first of all, if you're going to do good here in America, whether you're Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, or many of the brothers that we've been associated with over the years, that this is a part of the struggle here in America. So martyrdom is not something that we avoid. Martyrdom, we accept martyrdom, struggle, strife, as a natural part of the progressive movement in America. We don't believe in any freedom or justice. As far as possible killing, they stabbed my son 3 times and shot him 6 times. My other son was attacked and brutalized only a week before that. My grandson was killed last year. Okay, so for me, first of all, they assaulted my male family members in order to send me a message. So since that didn't work, they're coming closer to home. But we don't, we're not trying to avoid martyrdom. We're going to continue to carry on the way we've been carrying on. Remember, if we can manage the struggle here in America, we can check some of this Saudi fitna, American fitna, and Zionist fitna, because okay, this is the seat of fitna in the world.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us. Imam Abdul Alim Musa from Masjid al-Islam in Oakland, California, as well as Washington, D.C. We appreciate you being with us.